Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. If you've been following along, if you're listening to this in kind of close to real time when I record it, you'll know that I've been talking a lot about this new obstacle course to success, which you can learn about at michaelneal.org/obstacle. And I wanted to use today's podcast to talk a little bit about where the philosophy behind it came from and how it can be helpful to you. So it was probably over 25 years ago now that I sat down with a friend and we made a list of everything we could think of that could possibly have stop us from being, doing, and having everything that we wanted in our lives. And we didn't hold anything back. I mean, we covered everything from insufficient talent to the outbreak of World War III. And then we whittled our initial list down to 9 things, 9 categories of obstacle that might stand between us and living the life of our dreams. And then I took this into my client work and started to see, did anyone have anything that they felt stopped them that didn't fit into those categories? And then we revised them and refined them. And eventually I began teaching it consistently as a formal model for obstacle analysis and goal setting back when I used to do things like obstacle analysis and goal setting. And so the 9 categories initially for me were about, hey, here are the 9 major categories of life obstacles. So I'm going to share with you the most appropriate responses and interventions depending on which obstacle is most prevalent with you. Because most people find that while all the categories are somewhat relevant somewhere in their lives, their major life obstacles consistently fall into 1 or 2 of the obstacle areas on the grid. And since this grid first went public, I used it in private consulting for a number of years, over a decade. But when I first published it in You Can Have What You Want, my first book with Hay House, and then in the Effortless Success audio program, I'd get feedback and people would say they used it to help themselves overcome difficult people at work, overcome agoraphobia, overcome a messy divorce, starting new careers. It really seemed to have almost unlimited applications. And before I get too much further, I'm going to share with you the 9 obstacle areas. But what I also want to do is share with you the insight that I had about 10 years ago that turned the way I view these and work with these on its head. And so here's the areas. If you see it as a grid, you could imagine 9 squares, and top left to bottom right, you've got information, skill, belief, energy, other people, motivation, time, money, fear. So let me kind of run you through those in a little bit more depth. Information. If your obstacle is information, the way you kind of know that is because you're thinking, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go to find out what to do. Okay, well, then that's information. Is it, I don't yet have the skills I need to succeed in this area, in which case the obstacle is skill. Is it that it seems impossible or unlikely or not worth it or something that other people can do but you can't, in which case the obstacle area is belief. Is it that you're just way too stressed and tired, unwell to make it happen or deal with it, in which case it's an energy issue? Is it that your boss or your spouse or your kids or your friends make it difficult for you or it's just not up to you? Well, that would be other people. If you just don't care enough, you just can't seem to get started, you just can't seem to create or sustain momentum, it's motivation. If it feels like there's not enough time in the day, it's time. If you'd love to, but you don't think you can afford it, it's money. And if you feel sick at the thought of pushing yourself through it, it's probably fear. Now, it's not that your obstacles have to neatly fit into one of these categories. It's just that I've noticed over 25 years, they often do. And when you start to see that, there are deeper understandings of each of these areas that will really help you out. So here are a couple ways that you can see these areas a little more clearly for yourself. Give yourself a score from 1 to 10 in each of the 9 areas. So if you think about information, skill, belief, energy, other people, motivation, time, money, fear, on a scale from 1 to 10, how strong are you? So a 10 would be, I got this licked. I never have skill issues. I never have other people issues. I never have fear issues. And a 1 would be, yeah, I kind of suck at this more than any other human being on the planet. So that's sort of a nice way to kind of just get a feel for where you sit with each of these obstacles. And then another thing you can do is think of a specific problem or challenge you're facing and identify which of the 9 obstacle areas seem most relevant. So are you experiencing a problem because you don't know what to do? Information. You know what to do, but you don't feel capable of doing it. Skill. You don't believe it can be done. Belief. You don't have the energy or are too stressed to do it. Energy. Other people stand in your way. Other people. You don't seem to care enough. Motivation. You don't have the time. Time. You don't have the money. Money. Or you're scared. Fear. Now here's the insight I had along the way. When I started to see that the nature of our experience is thought created, and that while something could be an obstacle, it couldn't actually stop you unless you somehow stopped yourself, then the obstacle areas took on a new meaning. Instead of what I used to do was I'd share my strategies for overcoming each of these obstacles. And while sometimes they were helpful, other times, no matter how many great strategies I gave people, they would never or could never apply them. And then there were people who had, you know, what seemed to me to be objectively real obstacles, who were never stopped, who not having the money wasn't a problem, not having time, somehow they worked around it. Other people not wanting them to do it became just part of the game. And I started to see that what stops us isn't the obstacle. It's that we think the obstacle can in some way stop us. And then we let it. We take ourselves out of the game, or we never get into the game in the first place because of our thinking. So now when I work with people around this, instead of sharing my best strategies or even their best strategies for handling those areas, we look together at the nature of the thing itself, the nature of time, the nature of money, the nature of fear. We look together at what really stops us, the nature of thought, and our misunderstanding of how our thoughts and feelings work. And whatever insight you have into the nature of each of those things will open up that whole category for you and make creating what you want, even when you're lacking something in one of those areas, easier than ever before. And if you want to learn more and you want to kind of explore it with me, then do check out the Obstacle Course to Success at michaelneal.org/obstacle. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk to you soon.